Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, May 23rd, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. 51 degrees, mostly cloudy skies on this Monday. Do want to remind everybody, I will not be on Thursday or Friday this week. But, actually won't be on Monday either. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. And then we'll be back next Tuesday as we head into the month of June. Can you imagine? June 1st, I think, is next Wednesday. My goodness. Well, how many of you had to throw out your Jif peanut butter over the weekend? Jif peanut butter has issued a recall for potential salmonella contamination. So if you have any Jif peanut butter, watch out. You know, this is one of those situations where not liking peanut butter played into my hand, played good for me. Multiple Jif peanut butter products are being recalled due to an outbreak of salmonella linked to a Lexington, Kentucky manufacturing facility. Well, see, there you go. There's always interesting things going on in Kentucky. J.M. Smucker Company, the parent company for the popular peanut butter brand, issued a voluntary recall on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and local partners are investigating the outbreak that so far spans 12 states. Currently, 14 people have reported illnesses, and two of those cases have resulted in hospitalizations, according to data provided by the CDC. 5 out of 5 people reported consuming peanut butter, and 4 of the 5 people specifically reported consuming different varieties of Jif brand peanut butter prior to becoming ill, the FDA said. Salmonella itself is a bacteria, but the illness it causes is known as salmonellosis. For many infected people, symptoms appear 12 to 72 hours after contact and often include diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps, according to the FDA. Most people who are infected recover within 4 to 7 days and do not need any treatment. More serious and severe cases can occur, though, so the FDA recommends contacting your healthcare provider if you believe you have been infected. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Watch out if you have Jif. I don't know if you can take it back to the store. When they do a recall, I don't know if you take it back to the store and get a new bottle of Jif or tub or whatever they are. Jar, I guess, is what it is. Even though it's plastic. Now, see, there's an interesting question. Is a plastic jar still a jar? When I think of a jar, I think of like a mason jar, a glass jar. Did anybody have to get rid of their Jif? 740-751-4038. You know what's odd to me about this story? And I don't want to make light of the story because some people have gotten sick here. But if you went to the hospital with those symptoms, which sound like the flu, has anybody ever asked you what you ate? I can never remember going to the hospital in my life and them asking me what I've eaten. And who would remember to say Jif peanut butter? I mean, I'm not saying people wouldn't say peanut butter, but would you say Jif peanut butter? Which apparently is how they tracked this down. I'd like to know more about this story. Has anybody, this has been all over the place. Has anybody seen this story? on the television or the radio or in a newspaper. How did they track this back to Jif? And what other products are involved here? Now, the story I'm reading from does not really say what other products are involved. But by the way, now this is important. Now, this is just going to sound like a bunch of numbers, but if it helps, it helps. The recalled products have lot code numbers between 1274425 and 2140425 and include the numbers 425 for the 5th and 7th digits. 425 in that position indicates it was processed in the Lexington facility, Lexington, Kentucky. Now, go get your Jif peanut butter out of your cabinet or your pantry or wherever you keep it, and you can call in and I'll tell you if your Jif is contaminated. Who would remember those numbers? You know, that's one of those things on radio. Now, newspapers, internet, they can do those numbers. But me reading that over the internet, unless you have a pen and paper right there, I don't know. I don't know if that's any help at all. 425. Look for 425 in your at the end of your Jif peanut butter, of your lot code. That's what you don't want. That means it came from Kentucky. You know, there are so many things that come from Kentucky that we have a problem with over the years. There's another line there I'm not going to say because I know we have some listeners from Kentucky. We don't want to rile up the Kentuckians. Okay, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there are some interesting stories this morning. This is from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. A partial skull that was discovered last summer by two kayakers in Minnesota will be returned to Native American officials after an investigation determined it was about 8,000 years old. Well, that's interesting. I guess no murder case there 8,000 years ago. When you find a skull, you get a little nervous. Now, here's a story for you. Skubach, Germany, and I'm sure I've butchered that. Stephanie Kirchner's journey to work has got longer, but she said cheaper. She has left her SUV at home and switched to real horsepower. Stud farm owner and horse trainer Kirchner, age 33, says she decided it can't go on like this after fuel prices jumped following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So now this German farm owner saves fuel by driving around in a horse-drawn carriage. Well, have you thought about that with the gas prices raising up here on the rise on Memorial Day? Just switch over to a horse-drawn carriage. What a story. Well, does anybody have any thoughts on the Jif peanut butter recall or the I'm going to take a horse-drawn carriage to work or the 8,000-year-old skull? 740-751-4038. You know, I am fascinated by the gas prices not bothering people. Well, I shouldn't say bother because I think they complain. But people still drive. People still take weekend trips. People still do what they normally do. I think Memorial Day will be as busy as it ever has been, travel-wise. People going to the lakes. People going to Cedar Point. People going, to the islands, to the lakes. We'll complain about those gas prices, but doesn't stop us. Okay. Well, any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you another thing that springs to my mind. I wish more people took pride in Marion. Now, we have a lot of fun here on the show pointing out things that are strange from time to time. like where Eber Baker is buried or the porta potty in front of the mausoleum. Oh, and I got to say this, and I don't want to get into this whole porta potty thing again, but this past weekend, I was driving down 95, probably going to Wendy's to get that Big Bacon Classic. And I looked over at the mausoleum, and there were two cars there. For people who say they've never seen anybody at the mausoleum, there are people going there. Was it last week I said I saw one car there? Well, there were two cars there. I believe that was on Saturday. So people are going to the mausoleum. Oh, and on a side note, before I get into Marion here, I'm going to take the call, then we'll come back to this. But let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Pat Henry. Scott, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right. I just wanted to tell you that I'm listening to you from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, you're in West Virginia. What are you there for?
Me and wife taking a couple days for our anniversary.
Oh, beautiful. Happy anniversary. How many years?
47.
47. Boy, oh boy. Well, congratulations to the both of you.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Say hello.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, they're listening there in Wheeling, West Virginia. Pat Henry and his wife. 47 years? Well, congratulations to them. And thank you, Pat and Mrs. Henry, for listening in Wheeling, West Virginia. Well, there you go. We got listeners in Wheeling, West Virginia. All the people in Kentucky switched off their radio. Thank goodness we've got Pat there in West Virginia. The people in Kentucky aren't happy this morning because of this whole peanut butter thing. Well, now what? Now I'm off topic here. What in the world was I saying? Oh, the people were at the mausoleum. So people do visit the mausoleum. Okay. Well, here's what I wanted to say about Marion, by the way, is that we have fun. But you know what? I live in Marion. I've lived in Marion for 40-something years. I want this town to succeed. I think it is succeeding, you know, by the way. And I wish more people took pride in this city and the people who are in this city, who are kind and who are helpful and who are very good salt of the earth people here in Marion. And they really are. I was thinking because of this Mary Ellen Withrow museum dedication coming up on June the 2nd that we really in Marion have had so much, and it's not just the Mary Ellen Withrows and Marilyn Meskies and Warren Hardings and Norman Thomases and the Shovel and the Depot and all those sort of things. It's the people who have lived here for so long and done so much to make this town a better place. You know, we have this band shell coming down to Founders Park, and they're taking out the old trees and taking down the old houses, and downtown is getting some new businesses down there, and they're having the events on Thursday night down there in downtown. And you know, it's just nice to see. It's nice to see that people are having fun and people are getting out and doing things that they want to do. And I think we should be proud of our town. Now, I think we still have to point out when strange things happen. But by and large, it really is a good town, I feel. What do you like about living here? Because I assume most people listening to this program live in this town. What do you think is a good part of this town? What do you, and it can be from history, it can be a person, it can be a place, it can be a thing. What do you enjoy about Marion? 740-751-4038. And you know, coincidentally, Marion's got a lot going on right now. As I say, we do have the dedication of this museum coming up, which is a very big deal, on June the 2nd. Our mayor is running for treasurer of the state. To have a local politician doing that is very, very big stuff. And by the way, that's hard work. You know, I don't know. People probably feel both ways about the mayor. Nobody is loved by everybody. But that's hard work. That is hard, hard work to run for state office. I mean, you have to go all over the state constantly meeting people, giving speeches. It's tough. It's tough. So I take my hat off to anybody running for statewide office. That's a tough job. So the fact that our mayor is doing that, you know, that should give some pride to people here in Marion. Oh, and by the way, we're going to find out the end of that county commissioner race on Wednesday between Ken Stuyvesant and Dr. Davis, that primary. I think Wednesday we count the votes. 81 absentee and 90 provisional still to be counted. And Dr. Davis is ahead of Ken Stuyvesant by 44 votes. I don't know if that'll change anything. I don't know if Ken will get the lead back. It's a primary, so it's just who's going to be the Republican nominee in the fall. But Stuyvesant is our sitting county commissioner, and Dr. Davis, former coroner, looks like he might overtake him. I don't know. We'll find out Wednesday morning. The 25th is when they count the votes. So we'll know Wednesday morning, and as soon as I know, I'll tell you on the air who's going to be the candidate come this fall. Very interesting stuff. So does anybody have anything good to say about Marion, something positive that they enjoy right now about the area? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Memorial Day right around the corner. Is anybody making anything special for Memorial Day? I know we went through some recipes last week. We have Thunderbolt's potato salad recipe here. Potatoes, mayonnaise, eggs, garlic, salt, relish, sweet relish, sugar, cayenne peppers, onions, all that good stuff. Does anybody do anything special for Memorial Day as far as food? It's usually kind of a picnic, potluck type of a day. Maybe you can go over and get some McDoubles. That's a Monday, isn't it? Monday in May. McDoubles or Dollar McDoubles or 59-cent Sausage McMuffins. Oh, Friday, we were doing business slogans. I don't think we ever got through this on Friday. Well, let's give it a shot. See if anybody can help us here with these business slogans. What did we have? Now I got to remember which ones we didn't do. Now you're eating. We didn't get the answer on that one. Now you're eating. What business has that slogan? Let's see. What was the other one here? It's a good time for the great taste. It's a good time for the great taste. What business has that slogan? And we do it like you do it. What business has that slogan? Now, these are all national businesses. And as a matter of fact, all the businesses I just did, all three of the businesses I just did, are all here in Marion. Matter of fact, two of them have several locations here in Marion. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. The slogans are, we do it like you do it. It's a good time for the great taste. And the third one is, now you're eating. Does anybody know what businesses those are the slogans for? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. These were tough ones. We tried this, I think, on Friday, and we got through a few of them, but not those three. Those three were hanging over us as we got headed into the weekend. Tough ones. Does anybody know? They're all in Marion. They're all national businesses. Some of them have several locations. Does anybody know what businesses have those slogans? We do it like you do it. It's a good time for the great taste, and now you're eating. Any guesses out there this morning? Any brave soul going to call in and give us a guess on those slogans? See, with a business slogan, you want everybody to know. So the fact that we don't know these slogans is bad. Bad for these businesses. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 52 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion, 34 minutes past the hour. Monday, May the 23rd, 2022. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:10 a.m. this morning. Then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims today at 4:10. Don't miss those shows. For Love Nor Money. Oh, you know, I know what I wanted to talk about earlier. I went into the studio on Friday. And I always talk about people not really doing things when I'm out of the studio. So I went into the studio on Friday, and for some reason there were books and pens all over the table where the guests sit. Now, I don't know if people are trying to prop up the microphones. I don't know what the deal is with the books. But there were books laying out there. And the soundboard, if you listened to Glenn's show last week, the soundboard was a little out of whack. Dr. Feynman was having trouble hearing him, and he was having trouble hearing the callers. So I went in and adjusted the soundboard on Friday and messed around with the telephone, and it should work. So I put an index card on the soundboard that says, don't mess with the settings. Because I think sometimes people mess with the settings thinking things are going to get better. But I don't think they do. So we fixed that problem. And then we put in a new computer in the main room. So I had to go in and do a little cleanup on Friday, but hopefully things will work better this week because of it. They shouldn't have any problems with the phones, shouldn't have any problems with the soundboard, shouldn't have any problems with where the guests sit. But I don't know what the books were about. 740-751-4038. Do you ever have that where, and I'm sure it's not everybody in the studio, but have you ever had that issue where people don't put things back? You know, I don't mind if people get out books. I don't mind if people get out pens. But it's amazing to me that people just leave it right where they left it. Right where they got up. I can't do that. I guess I'm one of those compulsive people that I have to put something back if I got it out. You know, I wouldn't just leave books on the table or a stool in the middle of the floor. You know, I want to put it back so the next person is okay. And I think that's what happened with the soundboard. I think some people were turning knobs and then not putting them back where they were, which just threw Glenn into a mess last week. How do you fix this problem? 740-751-4038. And I'm telling you, I have a pretty good idea who's doing this. Well, I shouldn't focus this all on one person. I have a pretty good idea of the couple to few people who are doing this. Doesn't few mean three? Two or three people who are doing this. So hopefully now with the index card taped to the soundboard, nobody messes with the controls. As long as nobody messes with the controls, we should be fine. 52 degrees, 37 minutes past the hour, 38 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Well, it sounds like we're drawing a blank on these business slogans. These must have really been terrible business slogans to not have any guesses at all. We do it like you do it. That's one of them. It's a good time for the great taste. That's another one. And this one went for a long time on Friday. Now you're eating. Now you're eating. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? I hear myself. Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, if that was you, give us a buzz back. Might have been having some internet problems there. 740, our phone problem, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. Don't know what was going on there. I could hear myself in the background, but beyond that, we were in trouble. All right, again, the slogans. We do it like you do it. Now you're eating, and it's a good time for the great taste. What businesses have those slogans? Again, all in Marion, and some of them have several locations. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello? Are you there, caller? I think our caller has got a phone issue going on there. I can hear the radio, but they can't hear me, apparently, is what's going on. All right, 740-751-4038, 40 minutes past the hour. Boy, and I hope they're able to get through because maybe they have an answer to one of these slogans. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any guesses? We do it like you do it. It's a good time for the great taste. Now you're eating. Oh, third time's a charm. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, third time's a charm, huh?
Oh my goodness. I was sweating bullets on there.
Yeah, I had my radio on, so probably it's good to hear your voice, Scott.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing slowly but surely, getting older. But I wanted a couple comments. Number one, I enjoyed your article in the paper this weekend.
Oh, thank you.
And it touched my heart and touched home. But a few years ago, when I was president of the Marion Ministerial Association, Pam Hall used to hold a meeting, and I believe it was in January. I can't remember, for all of us pastors. And I got there early, and Pam and I were talking, and she had talked about the same thing about Marion as you did. She goes, why do people have the feelings that they have about the town they live in? Well, I said, I don't understand that, because I believe that that was the year you were born, right?
What's that, what year?
I said, but I feel like I've lived here all my life. And her jaw dropped, and she goes, are you serious? I said, no, really, I feel right at home. And I said, the people in Marion are generous. Most that I know are forgiving. And, we just had about that. And I don't know what the problem might be. But I've heard a lot of people that say, well, it's Marion. Yeah, I know it is. And I guess it could be because of the job they have. It could be because they don't feel like they're being appreciated at work. I know a lot of industry has left that was important. We have a lot of industry now. And I think the job market's pretty good for anybody that wants to get work. And I believe that, you know, it's also possible for those that want to continue their education after high school. There's great opportunities there. And then also there's the opportunity while they're in high school. My daughter graduated over a year ago, but she graduated from Marion Tech before she graduated from Harding. And that was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what I've never been able to figure out what it is that people are so down on the town itself. When I look around, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's always something to do. And even things that happened in the past, to learn about them and understand them, I think that's interesting as well. I don't know what the problem is.
Yep. But, you know, I think there's a lot of great people in Marion. And, yeah, a lot of them, they didn't just come right out and, you know, say, boy, Marion's a great town, I love it, you know, or anything like that. But maybe we should.
I think we should. I think you're right.
But it was good to talk to you. I'm glad you're feeling better. And maybe something. And I think it's probably Adam that's messing with them buttons.
Oh, you know, that'll be the thing that does me in. Will be people messing with those buttons.
I'll tell you. You can tell him I said that.
He's probably out there listening. His show's on next, so it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, no, but everything's good with me at the tail end of all my mess this year, and I'm feeling good, and everything's on the upswing. And I appreciate you enjoyed the article. That hopefully was some help to people.
Yep, hey. It was a comfort.
Hey, thank you, Reverend.
God bless you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that that article did some good for some people. And I did hear from some people yesterday, and it was very nice to hear that sort of thing. All right, go ahead, caller.
Now you're eating is Pizza Hut.
Now you're eating is Pizza Hut. You've got it. Thank goodness we finally got that one taken care of.
And would you repeat the others? Because the radio in my bedroom, I couldn't hear clearly, so I had to come in the bathroom. But now I can't. I heard that one, but I don't know what the other one. So if you could repeat them,
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the other two are. It's a good time for the great taste, and then we have. We do it like you do it. So those are the other two. We do it like you do it, and it's a good time for the great taste. And now you're eating was Pizza Hut. Apparently, not one of their more popular slogans, but that's what it was. All right, let's throw another one out here. See what we can come up here, up with. Do what tastes right. How about that? Do what tastes right. There's another one. Now, this is another business locally that has several locations, a national business. 740-751-4038. Adam the computer guy with his mid-morning coffee break. At 10:10 a.m. this morning. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. Here on this station, 47 minutes past the hour. We've got Do What Tastes Right. That's on the table. It's a good time for the great taste. And we do it like you do it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead and give us a buzz. Remember, watch out if your Jif, J-I-F peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, came from Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky, might be contaminated with salmonella. If 425 is in the code on your Jif peanut butter, watch out. They call it the lot code number. The lot code number. If the last three digits are 425, don't eat it. That's the Lexington, Kentucky Jif peanut butter. And see, one of the times, again, where not liking peanut butter has, because I don't have any Jif peanut butter in my house. All right. Well, as the Reverend said there, too, talking about Marion, why are we so down on Marion? I think pointing out odd things, that's okay. You know, the porta potty in front of the mausoleum, things going on downtown from time to time. That's just talk. It's like talking about the weather. Oh, the weather's bad today. Oh, the weather's good today. But in general, the town itself is a fine town. A lot of good stuff going on. So maybe if we concentrated more on that than some of the bad stuff that all other towns have, maybe we'd be okay. Oh, you know another thing I wanted to talk about, because Memorial Day is upon us. Do people still go out and decorate the graves? I think that's becoming more and more of a bygone thing. Isn't that a shame? I don't see that like I used to. There used to be a lot of Memorial Day celebrations. You know, the speeches and the military would come out, the veterans. I don't know if that's done a whole lot anymore. Might be. But I don't hear a whole lot about it. If anybody knows of a ceremony going on Memorial Day or the Sunday before, I know they did them on the Sunday before sometimes, give us a call, 740-751-4038. But do people still go out and decorate the graves? Now, I've got to say that I don't. I'll tell you why that all started, and I think I've said this before on the air, is that I did it for a while, but I don't go to the graves enough to water the flowers. And when I learned that the cemetery was taking the fake flowers off of the tombstones almost immediately after you put them on, I thought, well, what's the point? What is the point of putting that on there for 3 or 4 days, sometimes not even that long, to have them thrown away? So that's why I gave up on it. Some of these cemeteries have very strict rules. You know, and I'm not even sure why they're so against fake flowers. Now, somebody told me one time because they don't want to mow over top of them. Well, now here's my question. If you put down real flowers, are they mowing over top of those? Because that's not good if they're mowing over top of your real flowers. And a lot of graves now have flower beds, which I assume they're not mowing in that flower bed. So I don't know. Do people still go out and decorate the tombstones on Memorial Day? I know a lot of people go out the Friday before or the Saturday because Monday's a little busy. 740-751-4038. Do you still go out and decorate the tombstones? And again, we still have our trivia questions here. Slogans for businesses. We do it like you do it. That's still out there. We have, it's a good time for the great taste. And we have, do what tastes right. Those are the slogans we have. All businesses, national businesses, all businesses that are located here in Marion, They have several locations. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So a lot of things to talk about here this morning. We have our trivia questions. Does anybody have anything positive to say about Marion that you think's a positive thing going on here? All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
It's time for the taste of McDonald's.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's. You've got it right. Thank you.
And I do decorate graves.
You do? Now, which cemetery do you go to?
Caledonia and the Marion.
Now, see, Caledonia, I have somebody buried over in Caledonia, and that's one of the ones that I stopped because they don't allow fake flowers over there.
Yeah, but the one thing that I do like about Caledonia is they allow lights. You can have the solar lights. Marion Cemetery frowns against that.
Now, I don't have anybody buried in the Marion Cemetery. Do they allow you to use fake flowers?
Yes, they do have the rules that they have to be taken after so many days, and they've got certain months.
I know
Caledonia. Have them off of there by, I think it's March. If you've got anything fake on there, it has to be cleaned off by March or something like that.
Well, see, that's the problem because most people go, I would say 90% of the people who go to the graves go in May during Memorial Day. And if you can't put a fake flower on Memorial Day, then, you know, what's the point? Do you go back and water the flowers?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I've never done that, so now I don't know what to do. I don't know, because I feel bad that it looks like nobody's visiting these tombstones, but they're going to take the flowers off anyway. Why are they so against the fake flowers?
I don't know, because over in Marion, I had to replant two or three times on my parents' graves. Because the deer were eating my flowers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, there's a lot of deer come in there.
Really? In the Marion Cemetery?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. On the memorial side.
On the memorial side,
yeah.
So a bunch of deer are over there in that field.
Yes, they do. They come in there and they will eat flowers.
That's interesting. Petunias. Oh, that's interesting.
Marigolds, that's what I finally had to plant. Because they leave the marigolds alone.
But they wanted the petunias.
Yep. And I think they might geraniums, too. Or the rabbits might have got those. I'm not sure.
Now, do you go out on Memorial Day, or do you go out the weekend before?
I go before. Now, I haven't... since the weather's been bad and stuff, I haven't gotten my flowers yet. I'm holding off so far. So I've got to try to get that done this week.
Hopefully we'll have good weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, it's a good time for the great taste. That was McDonald's. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. We got We Do It Like You Do It. That's been out there for a while. And we've got Do What Tastes Right. That's those are the two questions that remain this morning. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I hope people still go out to the graves. I think that's a very important thing to do. But it seems like, again, a generational thing that people have kind of stopped doing that. And it's unfortunate. I don't know. You know, I should go on Memorial Day and drive through a cemetery and see how many of the tombstones are getting decorated. I hope it's a good amount. I would like to see that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I noticed you haven't talked about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Are you not following that?
Well, no, I've been following it a little, to be honest, but I think they're both insane.
Okay.
Well, what do you make of
it?
Well, I don't know. She certainly is. Holy mackerel!
Did you see that whole meme about how her dog stepped on the bee. I can't quit watching that.
But what? Why is she dressing like him?
I don't know. I never dig it when chicks wear the suits and ties. Anyway, that's weird to me, so I don't know.
And then what was it yesterday I read that he was talking like Captain Sparrow outside in front of
him? Yeah, I always wondered. He's from Kentucky. I'm like, why do you have an accent?
I don't know. He's, you know, she's definitely about a 10 on the deranged scale.
And, yeah, she's bonkers.
Yeah, and but he doesn't seem all that sane either.
I know. Well, that's so funny that you said that, because everybody always talks about, she's acting. What do you think he does for a living?
Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you, a lot of people say that when actors go on, maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, we're running out of time here, but most people say that when actors are on trial, they say, well, they're an actor. Listen, I know some people who've never acted a day in their life that can put on some of the best performances that you've ever seen.
Did you ever see, like, any of the TikToks or the YouTube shorts or anything on that whole, my dog, do you know what I'm talking about when she said that her dog stepped on a bee and then made that stupid face?
No, I didn't catch that.
Look it up, my dog stepped on a bee. She's, like, testifying, and then she said something about how her dog stepped on a bee, and afterwards she makes stupidest face you've ever seen. It's funny.
We got about 30 seconds left here, but here's what I don't understand. This woman's on the stand. She's under oath. How has she not perjured herself? Because I know
that's exactly what I'm saying, because you don't even got to be like any kind of analyst here, but just watching, just, you know, layman can watch this and see where she's already perjured herself, like, at least a good 10, 20 times.
I think she's had one too many jars of Jif peanut butter.
Yeah, for sure. She's okay, bye, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's it for me today. Scott Spears heading for the dump.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM,